Hello, hello, my small businesses, entrepreneurs, side hustlers, and anybody trying to make a living in a positive way. No music today. It's LaTanya Jr., host of Crazy Rich Marketing Podcast. It's been a minute, but I have not forgotten about you. Some of you have been following me on TikTok or YouTube, and I thank you and I appreciate it. And again, I have something amazing for my small businesses and my side hustlers out there. First and foremost, I'm going to make sure I give you a free tool that you can use that'll help change the life of your business. It becomes one of the most significant tools you'll need in order to really manage your CRM. Now, do you know what a CRM is? Think about it. Some of you have, if you've worked in business and you've worked on CRMs, are things like platforms like Salesforce, HubSuite, Zuhu. I can go on and on and on. And most of them have packages for startup companies, and it allows you to scale. And some are a lot simpler than others, and some are ahead of the curve, I have to tell you. As we all know, most companies will work their butts off to say, I'm a market leader, and 11 months later, they're not a market leader. And that's because the competition is so stiff. It's out there. It is everywhere you move. It's hard to. But it doesn't mean you can't succeed. And for a small business owner, a CRM is even more important. For one, in most cases, you don't have the staff and the support. You can't afford an ad agency, marketing firm, PR company, and all the other bells and whistles that midsize and big businesses. I don't know if you realize this, because I often cross people in any some of my courses, and they assume that, you know, Coca-Cola just do all of their marketing in-house, or McDonald's, you know, because they're a big corporation, they handle all their marketing. Well, there are two types of marketers. There's what we call the brand side, right? It's those folks that work inside the companies. And then there is the agency side. It's the big ad agencies and marketing firms that actually are the think tanks and the creative systems that come up with everything from the creative ways of how to communicate and track and the marketplace. And they basically make sure that Coca-Cola, McDonald's, and all these other companies meet their goals. And they develop the campaigns and promotions, and they track it and they check in. Those are like stone cold growth marketers. Two different minds, brand side and growth marketing side, coming out of the agency. Well, how do I know that? I'm an agency head. Yeah, spent 20 years on an agency in New York City. And I love that part of it. And that's why I'm sharing with you what I'm about to share with you. Because money is normally a challenge, because time is normally a challenge, and because know-how is a challenge, because tracking is a challenge, keeping up with consumer preferences is a challenge. And while this may seem overwhelming, believe it or not, these are the significant touch points that you must pull off in order to succeed, period. Doesn't matter. Now, some people are very fortunate, and some people have worked in some form of business and have a business knack and just, you know, get out there. We've seen people go viral and do something and maintain it, right? But we know that is not the story for most. We know that's less than the one percenters, and everybody else has to do it the good old fashioned way. And that is, take the time and learn and invest in yourself. Make sure that you stay consistent and pull this off. And so it doesn't matter if you have one client, two, five, or 15, or 50. I want to make sure that if you are one of my small businesses, my little ducklings out there, or my side hustlers, that you get you jump off this this game on the right foot. And that is, make sure you have a CRM, a customer relationship management platform / software. It's going to change everything. It is absolutely impossible to keep everything in your head. I've heard people say, no, I know my customer. I haven't quite written it down. When I get back to the office, Tanya, I'll send it to you. No, that doesn't work. Trust me, there's a challenge, because the marketplace is constantly evolving. It's the environment is just adapting all the time. And so your plans that you have in your head, you're being impacted by competition. You're being impacted by the environment, the change in the economics, the change in the weather, the change in companies moving, the change in whatever that particular division or industry that you're working in, things that you can't even imagine. And so therefore, managing these different touch points in the database, and the database have, you know, let me tell you something. These platforms and softwares, they have amazing things. Let me just jump right in because I'm so excited. But don't forget, stay with me because I'm going to give you a really, really cool platform that's for free. And I want you to sign up. I don't get anything from it. Nope. It's just what I want to do for you because I love you. Okay, so one thing, I'm going to go down a list of things. A CRM platform, it provides a centralized database that allows you to store all your customer information. You get to not only store your customer details, but how about their communication history, their purchase history, and their preferences? And having all of this information in one place allows your business to gain a comprehensive understanding of your customers' personalized interactions accordingly. That is critical because remember, you're a solution for the consumer. Your product and service, what you're offering, the number one thing you got to do is it's going to be a solution for the customer. The customer is using your product and services because it fits something they need. Right. How about that? Let me tell you what else it does. It improves your customer relationships. Having access to this customer detail profile and this history, right? You'll better understand their preferences and needs and their pain points. Yeah, because believe it or not, it doesn't matter what product or service you have. There are particular days and times and different platforms where your customers are out there, active, ready to engage, ready to absorb, looking to adopt your product and service. And so understanding those preferences, yeah, those behaviors, and your customer needs will enable you to provide the most customizable targeted communication that leads to stronger relationships and meaningful relationships. People say to me all the time, Tanya, I have my clients will just, they'll never leave me. I go, I can give you about 200-400 case studies otherwise. Not that you have done something bad, but someone just upped the ante and took it to a whole nother level. Why? Because they customized a meaningful conversation with those customers. And so we just don't say the same thing every week, every 10 days. We exchange an evolving, customizable conversation where our customers can't wait to see what we have on our website. Can't wait to see what's in our ad. Can't wait to see what we're trying to promote. Can't wait to hear our podcast because they're going to get something they didn't get last week. Because you are evolving and transforming. Yeah, with your customer in real time. A CRM platform will help you streamline your sales process. Oh, yes, it will. It provides tools like managing leads and tracking details and prioritizing tasks. And if you have a sales team, sometimes you're the sales team and marketer and owner and CEO, and it's all good because if you're the sales team, this CRM software, it can track your leads and your sales pipeline. You'll say to yourself, okay, I have 5 people to go on my Facebook and they liked and they also clicked to my website and gave me that my email address. Now they're in my sales pipeline. Now I can engage with them and track them and move them through this ecosystem of becoming not just a customer, but a loyal customer. Yes, it'll set reminders and follow-ups. It'll identify opportunities for upselling and downselling in that pipeline. So I know a lot of people, companies like real estate agents, you know, because they're constantly trying to connect cards and networks, but so are you. Maybe you're not at a customer level yet, but you're at that space where you're just trying to network. You need to see a CRM. Oh, yeah. Put your network contacts in there. And some of those network contacts may be a partnership one day or collaboration or an investor. Go get your money. Do what you supposed to do. Right? Just do what you're supposed to do. You know? Here's something else. A CRM. It will absolutely increase efficiency and productivity. And the reason for that, because it allows most CRMs, or I encourage you to choose one that's not just free, but that it's a platform that allow automation. It'll remind you of your task, right? It will track your email communications. It will assign tasks, right? Freeing up time, allowing you to focus on other very valuable activities. And so therefore, it'll overall increase your productivity. But you know what? All of that being said and done, it sifts down to the issue of, it's going to help you make better decisions. This is a decision-making game. You know, life will retest you when you don't pass the test. And so therefore, you'll need a certain amount of information, knowledge, in order to make the best decisions. And a CRM platform will provide that valuable insight. It helps you with those analytics. It helps your business make informed decisions by analyzing your customer data, your sales performance, your matrix. Matrix is just a number. Don't run from that. I know people that actually retire from the industry because the word matrix scared them off. And when I heard that, I said, stop playing with me. Right? Matrix. It's a measurement. When I did this, I had 10 people interested. When I did that, I'm going to do a comparison. I'm going to look at both. And now I have 15. Correct? And so I increase, my matrix increase is 15 when I do this. You'll start to measure, naturally measure everything you do. Well, a CRM will do it for you. Many of them will give you cute little charts. Just click on them. Or if you're more visual person, I'm a reader. I'm old school. I'm a reader. And I like charts and all that kind of stuff, but I have to just sort of stop the clock and just dig deep around words. I love words. It'll track your goals, people, and it would optimize your strategies at the best level. Yep, a CRM. It enables your business to not just segment your customers based on their various preferences, needs, and criteria, right? But think about this. It will enhance your marketing efforts. It will enable you to segment your demographics. Segmenting demographics is simplest put. Let's say you sell cupcakes and you notice that you sell cupcakes to women between the ages of 24 and 32, certain times of the year. Why? Because they have little kids and they always doing cupcakes in school and parents just sort of come and buy cupcakes. So that's one demographic. Now we're going to segment, meaning separate, segment. And you'll say, but I get a lot of customers between the age of 44 and 54 because not only are they celebrating their anniversary, and then it's normally they have kids in high school and graduations, and then they're celebrating their parents. It's that funny little age where all three generations are healthy and you're totally active. And so you're going to segment, you're going to segment your demographics. You're going to segment their purchasing behaviors, right? That group's spend $200. That group spends $50. You're going to segment. You're going to segment. Oh, I'm drilling it. Oh, baby, I'm drilling it. Your engagement level. That group like to communicate and engage more online, where that group like to communicate and engage more on an email, through an email, or through a podcast, or through a newsletter, or through Instagram versus YouTube. Segment. You can be creative and segment so many different touch points. As you grow in your business, you'll continue to expand. And this is going to allow you again to do what? We're doing all of this to make sure we know as much as we can, how the market's moving, how to manage our customer, how to communicate with them so we can personalize our marketing campaign that resonates with the customer. And all of that's going to do what? It's going to drive results. You get what you give. It's going to drive results. Oh, yes, it is. I'll just do a couple more, and then I'm going to share that free tool with you that I want you guys to all check out. And if you don't particularly like that one, just Google CRM free for small businesses or side hustlers. Try a few different ones. Make sure they're top rated. And something else I always encourage people, make sure they have a 1-800 number or some phone number where you can talk to a human. I really don't use software that don't give me the capabilities to speak to a human because you're learning. And I have to tell you, when you get on the phone with humans, things happen a little differently. How about this? You're going to improve your customer service. Why are you going to improve your customer service? Because it enables you to track and resolve customer issues a lot more effectively, right? It will open tickets. It will provide timely responses. You know, so while you're probably busy developing or making your product or at a sales meeting or networking meeting, maybe someone's on your website engaging. And if you have a CRM, your CRM will automatically respond. And so that's improving your customer service. Yes. CRMs, they're scalable for solutions. They can grow your business. They provide flexibility to accommodate different increases in your volume and your user, right? And your business requirements. Yes. So make sure, pretty please, pretty please, pretty please, let's get it right. Let's do it right. This is your life. Your dreams are waiting for you. Your opportunities are waiting for you. And it's wonderful these companies offer these free resources for micro businesses. For small ones. Now, yes, they have, it's scalable. And so the more you grow, you start to pay as you grow. But here's one that's really off the chart that I really like. The name of the CRM is Zoho, Zoho.com. Zoho. Now, Zoho is kicking some butt, right? It's great for micro and small businesses. They have multiple levels for you. They have over 100 million users worldwide and 150 companies. Yes. They've been in business for over 25 years and they have 55 products. And so you can go to Zoho.com and just explore. Check it out. Sign up for free. And if you say to yourself, I think I'll go for something sort of similar or not. Well, you can just sort of Google Zoho competitors. But here's what you get with a free account. That particular account will allow you to have up to 3 operators, 10,000 visits to your website, over 100 chat sessions. Yep. Voice notes, file sharing, credit card masking, a desktop app, integration to different platforms. You can go on and on and on. And then how about this? You're going to love this. Check this out. The next package is $7 a month. And a professional package is coming in at $12.75 a month. You get 5 robots. You can go on and on. I mean, come on. 100,000 visits to your website and then they have one where it's $20 a month and it will take up to 200,000 visitors to your website. That's a pretty nice sized company. Because you know you're trying to get, just in case you forgot, why are you trying to get everyone to your website? Think about it. You're on YouTube, you're on TikTok, you're trying to drive them to your website. I know, you're on Facebook, I heard you, you're on LinkedIn. So here's the deal. The reason why you're trying to get them to that website is because with the new privacy laws, your website should have a sign up. What you're trying to do is make sure you get people in that funnel, in that pipeline, to give you their email address so you can start to nurture a relationship. And you're just not going to send them an email every willy-nilly, or you're definitely not going to make a mistake on my watch by sending an email 1 month and then don't email them at all for 3 or 4 months. That is a super no-no. That's when people unsubscribe often. But that's another path. All that being said and done, you know a little bit more about a CRM. You also have been introduced to Soho, which you can jumpstart your CRM at no cost at all. And then they have extremely affordable plans. If nobody told you they love you today, I do in big old capital letters. Ciao.